After that climb, you'll want to spend some time looking out from this hill fort. The perimeter walls here are remarkably intact, considering they were built around 200 BC. But look within these walls and you can see clearly the remains of around 150 stone-built dwellings. There was certainly a big Iron Age community here at Tre'r Ceiri, which would have farmed the landscape beneath them. Judging by the size of the place, it's likely that this was a strong community of people with a strong leader. It's so well preserved that as you walk around the site, you get a real feel of the shape and dimensions of the thriving and clearly well-organized community that lived here. These walls weren't necessarily built for defense. They were more likely shelter and for safeguarding their livestock. If you look again at the surviving ramparts, some are almost 4 meters high in places. You can see that they are actually constructed of dry stone walling gathered from the outlying mountain scree. There is still a parapet where people here might have walked out to survey their kingdom below. And if you walk through the two large gateways that lead to the narrow passageways, you can just imagine them being used when collecting water from the nearby spring over 2,000 years ago. And from here, it's all downhill. We're going down to Nant Gwrthyn, once the thriving home to the quarry workers, now home to the Welsh Language Centre.